You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za. That song is called Son of a Preacher Man. It comes from the soundtrack of Sons of Anarchy. And performing that song is Katie Segal and the Forest Rangers. Now, Katie was one of the stars in the Sons of Anarchy, and she was also a star of that comedy Married with Children. But I'll tell you what, she is such a uber talented lady. She really, really is. And that song comes out of the soundtrack, or a magic soundtrack. If you're able to lay hands on the soundtrack of Sons of Anarchy, it certainly is worth it. Anyway, he may not be the son of a preacher man. He may well be the son of a hello, Jeff.
An anarchist.
Yes.
Hello, Richard.
I stopped myself short there.
You did. You did. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah. Anyway, you're back again, and you've got the best of life, love, and chopped salad and all that kind of good stuff.
Pickled fish.
Pickled fish. Is it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Life, love, and pickled fish. There we go.
Good it's Friday Easter. Coming up.
It's Good Friday. Oh, pickled fish. Love pickled fish.
Nice.
Look, indeed.
I can see you getting excited.
No, I do. I like pickled fish. Indeed, I really do. But it makes me miss my dad.
My dad
used to make us pickle fish at Easter time, and of course he is no longer with us.
Yep.
But we'll have a piece of pickle fish to honor his memory on Friday, that is for sure.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, so you're back here for another half an hour or so, and you've got this whole long thing about handling career and business failure, and important business failure. From darkness into the light. Ooh.
Scary. And you know what? You make sort of like light of it, and you're making light of it, and we make light of it, but it's a very serious.
Should I be serious?
Thing. No, you'll be serious.
Serious.
Please.
This is my serious.
I can see.
This is my serious voice.
Oh, that's
a. I will use my serious voice.
A voice for radio.
Henceforth.
Very good. But it is a serious thing, and it's not a pleasant thing, and it's not nice to lose your business. It's not nice to lose. Because you don't only lose the business, you lose a lot of other things that I want to talk about. And I want to talk about that today. Because it's not the end of the road, and it's never the end of the world, and you can get out through it. But I just want to throw some ideas around how to get through it, because we've just come through COVID, and there are people that have lost their business, but they're up and running again. You know, there are amazing people out there. So let's just have a chat and see. And if you lose it about three or four or five or six times, they call you an entrepreneur. And Steve Reed will tell you all about those guys. And they're amazing. I mean, they are amazing entrepreneurs. But let's have a look at what it takes to be an entrepreneur or somebody who owns their business first. I mean, it's a real challenge. It's a work-life balance, and you've got to challenge it as well. And the personal struggles faced by small business are emotional, physical, mental, and financial. So I always say it's easier to be the CEO of a company than to be a small business owner because you've got to do everything. You've got to be the marketing guy, the tea guy, the finance guy, the go to the bank on your knees guy, the sales guy, the accountant, and then you've got to be a husband or a wife at home and a father or a mom. It's a hell of a thing. And the CEO just sits there, and he's got a whole lot of people helping him doing what he does best with his strategy. And if it's all that strategy it took to run a small business, you'd be okay, but it's not. And the one thing we have spoken about, and I'm sure Paul's also spoken about this, is the financial thing about a small business. They're always in financial trouble. There's always financial stress. You know, small business always looking in so there's a lot of it that can happen. And you're most likely working more hours. You're away from the kids, you're away from home, you're really trying to make this thing work. You know, this is your baby and you're trying to make it work, and it can cause an incredible amount of stress. And it's lonely, Richard. It's lonely out there. If you're in your own business, you know, you run your own little show, and you're in charge, and you're the guy who's got to make sure the guys have got their salary on a Friday. If you've got work guys that work for weekly paid guys, or at the end of the month or whatever, and you struggle and you don't take pay until your guys are paid, and then all of a sudden you do well and you've got a little bit of a fancy car and they get upset and strike.
Mm.
So yeah. You never win in a small business, really, from that point of view. And you've got to be a very special person to run a small business. So hats off to everybody that runs a small business. Mm. So I want to talk about the dangers, and the mental dangers and this that goes on. It affects more than your mental and emotional state. You can get weight gain by eating incorrectly or not being going to gym, having time or prioritizing going to gym because you've got a business to run. You can have, there's a study in the Journal of Psychiatry. Sure. This is Wednesday. So, psychiatry and neuroscience. And the research suggests that women are more sensitive to depression. I just want to throw that to depression in. Than men. So women who run their own businesses are normally incredibly strong and great, but they're more susceptible to the depression that can hit them and mental disorders as well. More than men, actually. And that is researched. So it's some of the other things where the dangers are: anxiety. You can pick up anxiety. You can pick up isolation. You get isolated. You feel isolated from the world. There's fear involved. Every business owner has their strengths and weaknesses, and some areas lack of confidence. So when lack of confidence comes in, there's a fear that steps in as well. And then burnout can also come through. It's great to be dedicated to something and work hard. However, it's when you work at an unhealthy level that these things can lead to burnout. And burnout can wipe you out, and your business will be suffering by that as well. And you take on too many tasks. You do too many things yourself. So delegation is quite important. You work excessive hours. You're trying to do everything at once. You're trying to worry about this. And then you've actually got to go home and be a parent or a husband or a wife or all that. So it's very, very difficult. And it's all about stress management. And you're going through changes all the time. So what is stress management? It's change management. If you're going on a change management course, they will teach you how to handle stress because that's what changes. Okay, so first of all, there's some examples of stress management techniques that you can do. You can develop time management skills. Some of us don't have that. You can practice relaxation techniques like meditation and deep breathing. Now, it's easier said than done, and you really need to go to somebody who can teach you how to do this because a lot of us can't sit and be quiet for like 5 seconds, let alone 5 or 10 minutes or 20 minutes. So it's something you need to learn, but it is important. Mindfulness is important to keep your balance right and your breathing right, believe it or not. So analyzing and improving your approach to dealing with adversity is another thing. I know one thing about entrepreneurs, they can handle stuff that comes at them. They just bounce it off like Superman on a good day. Or Captain America on his shield, but it eventually can get to you, and you need to strengthen your interpersonal relationships and your support network, because sometimes you will need other people that are in similar situations. The groups that you have, the networking groups, the business groups, those are all very, very important, because people with same ideas or similar ideas, similar problems come to those meetings, and you can say, he's also struggling with this, or he's also struggling with this, and how did you cope with it? Very, very, very important. So the other thing is to set a schedule as if you were going to a regular job. So it doesn't make you too stressed out. You've got your timing. You plan your day in the morning. Lots of things like that. You be clear about yourself and your priorities. Focus initially on marketing your business. Don't spend all your time in administration. Administration doesn't get somebody to do the admin for you. You go out and be the front person for that business. Keep reassessing your goals. Get help. Don't do it all yourself. And I know it's expensive. When you take on a business, you need a secretary. Now you get to that point where, can I afford the secretary, or can't I afford the secretary, or can't I afford the salesperson, or can't I afford the technical guy? You just got to put your head down, and it's stressful. Don't sacrifice your relationships for your business. That's easier said than done as well, because we spend a lot of time at the business and you sort of find yourself becoming very comfortable there, and you lose the balance with your family as well. Eat properly. And then also, we've spoken this about it. Well, here it is. Drink lots of water. Once again, the water is really important when it comes to stress again. So work can be a great source of stress, but it's also important to fight negative feelings when they overwhelm you. And people who get overwhelmed can lose the plot or lose focus on what they're doing. And find out what works best for you. So the mental impact of business failure is actually a nightmare. Somebody has a business, it's going well, and all of a sudden COVID happens, or something happens in that business that it doesn't work anymore, or somebody steals money from you, your financial guy takes your bucks and you've gone, empties out your account and that kind of stuff. It's all stress and anxiety. Constant pressure to succeed and the loss of a business can contribute to chronic stress and both mental and physical well-being and illness as well. So you've got a self-identity and self-esteem. You feel like you're nothing. You lose your confidence there. You experience a significant blow to your self-esteem and your sense of self-worth. So it's not just you've lost the business. You're losing that confidence in yourself as well to start again or to fix it. And you might question your abilities. Am I really good enough for this? Am I really competent enough to run this business? Am I worthy of the success that I nearly had? And they might have feelings of shame and inadequacy, and you shouldn't, because not everybody can run a business. And you should feel like one of the supermen and just go out and do it again. And financial strain, once again, is a terrible thing that will affect your whole life. Yeah, you got somebody.
Yeah, somebody said your business is not for sissies. Small business can be even tougher because of the hours required to scale. It are long and tiring. However, if you have it in you, you will get there. Entrepreneurs can never be employees, and that's enough motivation to keep you going. Failure goes with the territory. Learn from it and persevere, which is essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they do. And hats off to those people who can do that. I'll tell you a few stories about some people now. So what are the coping strategies? Acknowledge and accept the emotions. You know, you're tired. You get home. Maybe you're a little bit angry. Somebody's, you know, canceled a deal or canceled something they signed for yesterday. So accept it and accept your emotions. Understand who you are. You know, look at failure as a learning experience. So, you either, you know that.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah. That MMA fighter Cameron on the weekend, he lost. He went to the UFC and he lost his fight there. And you know, people were saying, "Oh, next time, next time, next time." And I wrote then on this social media page. I said, "You either win or you learn. One of the two. Never see failure as failure, only as a learning experience." Mm. And a chance to develop your sense of humor, I suppose, as well. But it's a learning experience. Don't do the same thing again. Practice self-care. You've got to look after yourself as well. And when you're running a business, you don't actually do that. So go and do the gym and go and relax and get a couple of breaks and some hobbies and do take those 3 monthly weekends away. You can't stay away 2 weeks from your business, but you can stay away a Friday and a Monday, or Thursday, Friday, and then come back on Monday. That's not going to blow you out the water. Look for strong support around yourself as well, whether it be your spouse or your network of people or your friends in business as well. Look for them. And if you with the right crowd, the conversation is completely different. So pick your guys that you deal with. Set realistic goals for yourself so you don't get frustrated. And then cultivate resilience. And the way to do that is engaging in mindful practice, meditation, as I said, journaling, reducing your stress. And then finally, I want to talk about ways to cope with entrepreneurial stress. So you've got to compare your fears with faith. So what you do is you write down fear at the top of a page, and all your fears, you go down the left-hand side of the page. On the right-hand side of the page, you put down faith. And you look at all the fears, and then you look at how you can fix them. So each one of them, so maybe there's a fear of seeing people or whatever it is, and how can you fix it? What faith have you got in yourself to do it or to get somebody to do it for you? And that's how you can fix a few things. Accept and become aware of your stress. Understand that you're going into that stressful environment. You enter the quiet zone. They wouldn't be good for our radio program because it would be quiet for about 3 hours, and that's not good. But it's good for the entrepreneurs and those people struggling with their businesses. It might seem trendy, but for thousands of years, meditation has been a key. So quiet zone is good. Focus on your basic needs. You know, you got to eat well for your energy levels. You got to rest. You got to exercise. Meditation's coming up all the time. Have a strong support system as well. Take things one at a time. Don't try and handle everything at once. Just do it quietly and do it slowly and do one thing at a time. Strengthen your self-trust. Believe in yourself. You're a good person. You've done the business. You've done it before. And break your ideas down into small little steps that'll make it easy for you to win those little wins and manage it properly. Get support from your others and your family. Your family is a great source of support. And I know when I was in the insurance industry, when I still am, but when I was recruiting, if I'd recruited a consultant and the wife at home was great and said, "Don't worry, love, tomorrow will be a better day, you'll be okay," he was okay. Mm. But if he got home and said, "What have you done today?" He said, "No, well, I saw three people. I didn't do anything. I didn't do any business. I'm struggling a little bit." "Well, I told you not to join that industry." "Mm. I told you not to go there." You know what it was like, Richard. So you need somebody at home to be positive and not to be toxic for you in your business as well. So somebody needs to go in. These multi-level marketing businesses like Amway and all those kind of things, those guys that achieve there, generally you look at, they achieve it as partners. So in a business, if you've got your partner in life working with you in the business and building that business with you, you've got a better chance of doing well if you do that. And you and Judy know this because you do that together beautifully. So also get a 20-minute workout every day. I think that's quite important, the exercise thing. Prioritize. Don't say, "I've got no time." It's all about priorities and what you prioritize. I'm one guilty of that sometimes. Tap into the wider entrepreneurial community. You can get mentors that come and help you. You can get, in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to coach in, and we're going to talk a little bit more about these things. But it's good to have a coach with you. Even the Springbok rugby team has a coach as well. Read positive material on the internet. There's lots of the stuff around. Manage your mindset. Make sure you don't get into a habit of being negative or being in a toxic environment. Make time for self-care constantly. And then this is a new thing I found while researching this whole thing, is practice Nixon.
Nixon?
Not Nixon. Not Nixon the president. Practice Nixon. Now, what is Nixon? Nobody knows. I didn't know until yesterday. Nixon is the Dutch concept, okay, Dutchman, of literally doing nothing. Now, a lot of people practice that without having the balance of work with it. But
For Killian Balula, master.
Yeah, he's an Nixon genius. He's a professor. It has serious stress reducing benefits. So it's giving yourself time to just be. Just letting your mind wander, fire gaze, rather than focusing on any details. Just sit and chill. And that's the whole thing. And it's daydreaming or simply looking out the window. And this act of slowing down is very crucial, actually. And it correlates to happiness, increased creativity, and promotes emotional and physical health. So there you go. Dutchman came up with something good, except for Biltong. They did well with the Nixon as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So everybody's got a different pain threshold. We understand that. People can take crashing businesses, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 of them. Some of them can only take 1 or 2. Some people can take losing 3 million, and some people can't take losing 200,000. Everybody's got a different pain. Understand who you are. Important. And then, you know, I've got a friend of mine who had a construction business, and he lost it. And not only did he lose the business, he was in the hole for 6 million rand. 6 million rand. And he joined our industry, my industry, insurance industry, and I was in the room opposite him when he paid his final payment back to his creditors. Now, that you've got to take your hat off to. 6 million he paid back. And that final payment, it took him, it took him 8-9 years to pay that back, but he paid every cent back to those creditors. So that was a really great story. And then also, One of my young brokers now, my young consultants, he just couldn't make it. He tried. He lost his girlfriend. He then lost his car. He then lost his home. So he had to go back in with the parents. And then he lost his parents from the point of view that they didn't support him. And he wanted to do it, but he just couldn't. And now he works for a salary to get himself back on his feet. He's going to go on the yachts, and he's going to go and work. He's 24. Luckily, he's a youngster, and he'll come back at 30 and try it again. So you know what? Hats off to all of the guys that tried it and that did it, of course, and those that didn't do it but are willing to give it a shot again. And that's important.
Do I have to use my official voice, my serious voice?
Yeah, I use my serious voice. The drive zone voice.
No, you see, okay, so I get what you're saying, Jim. I get what you're saying. But again, it's easier, you said that early on, it's easier said than done. So let's just take this Nixon example.
Yeah.
If your business is going to the wall, and you can see that happening, and it's maybe because of reasons beyond your control. COVID would be a typical kind of set of circumstances where your business was, you know, dependent on certain elements which COVID took away from you. Let's say, for argument's sake, you were a seller of flip-flops. Okay, you would have been – or roast chickens. You would have kind of been, you know, up the creek without a flip-flop. And
Or a chicken.
So those are circumstances and factors beyond your control. It's very difficult then to Nixon, but maybe you'll be forced by circumstance to do so. And in that process, you're going to think of, hang on a minute, I don't actually need to do flip-flops and chicken. I can be applying my skills here, there, or somewhere else, which a lot of people did with their businesses in those crisis times when they pivoted them to do other things and came out of the other side, actually having left the old business in its old format behind and developing a new aspect of their business, which takes them to the future.
Yeah.
But a lot of these things are very difficult to do when your business is going well, and almost impossible when you are facing a crisis.
I agree.
The same things apply. I mean, all of these things that you've mentioned here, do they apply to both sets of circumstances? Mm. We're flying, let's still do these things, or do the same things. If we're not flying and we're crashing and burning, we still need to do the same things, or do you adapt it?
Well, I think it's all about balance. Mm. And when we run a business like that, or when we lose a business, or when we're really going into another level of that business, we lose balance. And balance is everything. So we need to step back. So one of the things I have learned over the years is not to work in your business, but to work on your business. Mm. And that's life as well. You know, if you're able to strategize and step back a little bit and strategize over things and look at things from a perspective of calmness, and like a Napoleon on a hill directing the troops and the cavalry and the cannon and all that. You can't do that when you're standing between the ranks and you've got a rifle and all you can see is the guy's hat in front of you. You've got to shoot that other guy. You can only strategize when you're on a hill overlooking the whole battle scene. And it's the same in life. And it's the same in business. And to answer your question, it's all about balance on both sides. So sometimes you're making lots of money and you're really doing well and you're losing it. And then you lose your family because you're on a tangent and you're doing something else. Mm. Your balance is gone. Or you lose your health. Or you lose your weight. Your weight gets – you get overweight. All of these things happen. It's all about balance. So, yes, it does work for both. And just having time to yourself, I think, and have space to yourself is also very important, because if you've got a lot of people that, you know, look up to you, I mean, if you've got 100 people that you are looking after, 50 people or 10 people that you're looking after, there are 3 or 5 people behind each one of those 10 people that are being fed by your entrepreneurial skills. So you need to step back a bit and you need to Nixon. So from now on, you heard it first on Zone Radio. You need to Nixon. So when you're getting all stressed and burnt out, Nixon. That's it. and calm and step back. And I promise you come back with a completely different mind change. It's like taking a break for 2-3 days every 3 months, but getting out of your environment, going away, just going to braai somewhere next to a river somewhere. You come back completely refreshed, recharged, and ready to hit it again. The danger is the burnout. The danger is the burnout because life hits you all over the place. And you cannot, once again, you cannot worry about what's going on in Gaza. You cannot look at those images because if you've got a business, you need all your energy to focus on getting your people and your business secure. And your family, of course, and their families as well. So, you know, a small business is a family. It's not really a big organization as such. So, yeah, be careful. Balance, again, and look after yourself. Otherwise, you will not be able to look after others.
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
It was wonderful seeing you. And I think this is really important information for people. You're absolutely right. You can literally get your head up your own bum, basically, by all those things that we say, you can't see the wood for the trees and all that kind of stuff. But that essentially is true. And we know that. What you brought to the table this afternoon is what people can do about that.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to do.
Which is the purpose of why we do this. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. And thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful Easter.
Oh, yes.
All the good things. I'll see you on
Monday. Here's an ideal opportunity for Nixon.
Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nixon. Mm. So when you're in doubt and you're feeling overwhelmed, Nixon.
Okay. All right. All right. And we'll see you in, you see you on Monday for the lunch zone, but we'll see you in 2 weeks' time with, are you bringing a guest in 2 weeks' time?
I will bring a guest in 2 weeks' time, a very good coach. Yeah.
A very good coach.
Yep.
All right. Jeffrey Ernest Khan, thank you very much. You can go now. We're done with you, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks,
okay.
Everybody.
Behave yourself.
Always.